In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So with anything that we do in our lives, unless you're a very rare kind of person, there's always room for improvement. Let me take that back. Even if you're a very rare sort of person, there is always room for improvement in anything that we do. You talk to any successful person, whether they're successful in business, successful in a hobby, successful in life, it's because they never stop seeking to improve. They never stop pushing themselves. And if we are content with where we are, then we have no motivation to move forward. And any improvement that may have happened, forget it. It's gone. And only those who are able to admit where they fall short are then able to work on those shortcomings to be increasingly successful. And if this is true in our daily lives, in our work, our activities, then certainly it is true of the spiritual life. So here we are on the fourth Sunday of Great Lent, and we remember St. John Climacus, the author of the Ladder of Divine Ascent. This is a guidebook for monks through the steps towards a life of holiness. He likens the spiritual life to climbing the rungs of a ladder. And at the top is Christ-likeness, living a Christ-like life. But just like climbing a physical ladder, it's not a good idea to try to skip the rungs. You take one step at a time, and when you have a sure footing on that first step, and only when you have a sure footing, then do you attempt the next one. But if your foot is sliding around, if it's slipping, if you're just hanging on by the edge, you take the time to steady yourself on that first step. Now, in this ladder of the spiritual life, you may notice that others around you are at different steps. Some rungs may come more easily and quickly, while seemingly we get stuck on others for a while. And you know what? None of that matters. None of it matters. Where someone else is, or the fact that you are still struggling to maintain a sure footing on this one step. All that is required is that you remember the goal. You remember that your goal is the top of that ladder, to become like Christ. He is the fulfillment of what it means to be truly human. Human as God desired for us. We were created in God's image and likeness, created to grow in likeness to Him, to become everything that He is by His grace. This is His great intention for us, and it is great. And when we lose sight of this goal, which we do from time to time, we get distracted by worldly pursuits, it's helpful to remember and to dwell on this thought. God loves you completely and perfectly. There is nothing else and no one else that can perfect you the way God can. that can love you the way God loves you. He's the one who gave you life, who provides for you, and who patiently waits for your return when you stray from him. He gives you the sun, which rises and sets without fail, and gives warmth and light, more so in the summer, a little less in the winter. And this is a beautiful and necessary cycle for life. He causes little acorns to grow into these great oak trees. I had the pleasure of seeing one of these little acorns just putting down a single root. It's a little tiny thing. And then to look at the huge tree that it fell from. He's the one that tells the redwoods to shoot up towards the sun as quick as they possibly can, to create this great forest that we find ourselves in. He's the one who has given you a mind to consider him, and your body to give back to him in worship and service of your neighbor. God has done all of these things for you because he loves you. And in this acknowledgement of God's unimaginable love for us, it draws us into deeper love for him. It's only natural. It's the natural response, is to see God's love for us and then to love him back. And so, do you want to progress in Christ-likeness? Then progress in love towards him. You know, in the gospel reading today, we heard this beautiful prayer. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And this simple prayer can be applied to any situation we find ourselves in, especially this one. Lord, I love you. Help me to love you more perfectly. So another St. John, this one from Kronstadt, teaches, when Christ is in our heart, we are content with everything. What has been discomfort to us becomes the greatest comfort. What was bitter to us becomes sweet. Poverty becomes wealth. Our hunger is satisfied, and our sorrow turns to joy. But when Christ is not in the heart, then the man is not contented with anything. He does not find happiness in anything. And the simple difference between those two situations is Christ in our heart. And so, overwhelmed with God's love for us and filled with love for him, we are equipped to become more and more what he created us to be. Just as a hammer is useless at tightening screws, neither is it very helpful just sitting on the shelf. It doesn't accomplish much that way. But when it's put to the task for which it was created, it becomes very effective. Just like a hammer, we human beings stumble when we lose sight of our purpose, what God intended for us. And we stagnate when we become comfortable where we are. Our task as Christians is to become more like God, to ascend in Christ-likeness. And we put ourselves to this task when we are filled with him. In that, we find our fulfillment. Literally, we are filled to overflowing. In this Lenten period of repentance, I leave you with this encouragement from St. John Climacus. To repent is not to look downwards at my own shortcomings, but upwards at God's love. It is not to look backwards with self-reproach, but forward with trustfulness. It is not to see what I have failed to be, but what, by the grace of God, I might yet become. This is God's desire for us. May He help us to this end. Amen.